به مناسبت روز آواتار یک داستانی از بابا خونده میشه و بعد کوت استادی سیرکل اون شب بیان میشه. In honor of the Avatar Day, a story from Sai Baba is read and then the quote for study circle is presented.
As long as you think that there is something higher than yourself, you are steeped in ignorance. There is nothing higher in the world than yourself. But belief in the existence of such a power is creation of your mind. تا زمانی که فکر میکنید که چیزی بزرگتر و بلند مرتبه تر از خودتان وجود دارد، در غفلت افتاده اید. هیچ چیزی در این دنیا بلند مرتبه تر از خودتان نیست. اما باور به وجود چنان قدرتی خالق و به وجود آورنده ذهن شماست. So when I read this quote, it was like a big question mark for me. So that's how I brought this quote to talk about. So, and Baba talked about the first thing is that what is that yourself, which there is nothing higher than that.
That was your question that came up for you?
سفید میگه که وقتی من این کوت رو خوندم یه سوال بزرگی داشتم در موردش و به این دلیل رو بردمش امروز. این خود که اینجا گفته میشه که هیچی از این خود بالاتر نیست چیه؟
And Baba talks about and says that as long as you think that there is something higher than yourself, you are steeped in ignorance. There is nothing higher in the world than yourself. But believe in the existence of such a power is creation of your mind. So, and then I was confused when I read this. So, that's, I really want everybody to share what you think about this. And if you have anything out of your experience, so please share with us.
Many people share their experience, and basically everybody says that this yourself that Baba talks about is the higher self. خیلی از افراد تجربهشون رو و درکشون رو میگن که به طور کلی چیزی که تقریبا همه میگن اینه که این خودی که بابا میگن اون خود برتر هست، خود درون هست.
I just have to say one last thing. Where I'm standing, like the way Sachin Jun has taught us, like where I am at the skyscraper, I still can't see, like they're still higher.
I think this code is bringing an elephant in this room and asking people blindfolded what do they think it is. Because none of us are... should be discussing this code, to be honest with you, because it's all hearsay and it's all concept. A code like this has to be realized, cannot be discussed. Discussion on a code like this brings confusion and concept that it isn't the truth at all. So each person touched the elephant and said something.
Yeah.
But what good is it? So you go, you know, you go home, and what is the benefit of thinking that the trunk is a thing? And I think this quote is very potent if you have had the taste. Otherwise, is touching the elephant blindfolded. Kumud said the best part of it, says, I want to believe it, but it's hard. Of course it is hard, because if the taste is not there, you can only imagine how the food is tasting. And what good is it? Does it satisfy your hunger? Does it bring benefit? Can you serve your imagination to others? Can you fill up your guest's stomach with this imaginary touch? I would say for this code to be realized, a lot of things have to be realized. just put everybody out of their misery tonight.
Well, thank you. I was on the
spice paper. And not confuse my father, who is a believer of God. I can see he's boiling there.
I was about to jump off the skyscraper.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I ask you a question? میگه که این کوت رو امشب آوردن و در موردش حرف زدن مثل اینه که یه دونه فیل رو بذاریم وسط اتاق و ما همه چشم‌بند بپوشیم به فیل دست بزنیم بگیم من تصور میکنم که اینه یا اونه. فقط کانسپت میاره و کانسپتی که حقیقت نداره. این یه کوتیست که بعد
درش
بشه، نه که در موردش حرف بزنیم، چون حرف بزنیم فقط گیج میشیم. هر کی میتونه به این فیله دست بزنه و یه چیزی بگه، ولی حسنش چیه، منفعتش چیه؟ این کوت خیلی بزرگه، ولی اگر مزدشو نکرده باشی داری مثل یه کوری که داری به این فیله دست میزنی. کما بهترین حرف رو زد، گفت میخوام باور کنم ولی سختمه. خب معلومه که سخته، چون ما اینو مزه نکردیم، فقط میتونیم تصور کنیم که مزهش چیه و تصور یه مزه شکم کیروش سیر میکنه. ما اگه بخوایم اینو درک کنیم، این کوت رو درک کنیم، خیلی چیزها رو اول باید درک کنیم. بذار من زجر همه تون رو امشب کم کنم. مخصوصا بابای خودم که عاشق خداونده و داره میجوشه.
نه مثلا مثل این که یک کور یک کور دیگر هدایت
کنه. When you think about God, listen to me. You see that a baby is born with a cancer, boy. You know, it is something in the universe or God or Sai Baba or something that you better just not go deep into it. If you go too deep into it, you lose your belief. You know, that's my case. I love God and I worship God, but sometimes I am confused.
What an honest man.
وقتی که به خداوند فکر میکنی، بعد مثلا یه بچه به دنیا میاد، سرطان داره، مریض میشه، خب یه چیزی در خداوند بود، در
شک میکنی
جهان بود.
آره، میگه که بهتره اینه که من خودم شخصه دوست ندارم زیاد عمیق باشم، دلم میخواد فقط خدا رو بپرستم و زیاد تو کاراش دخالت نکنم. فیس والیو. That was the loop of my life. Yes. Beautiful. Well, I think we should finish our study circle with a word of wisdom. Just love God and leave everything alone for now.
پس یا میگم شب سادی سرکرمونو با یه ذر خیرت تموم کنیم. عاشق خداوند باش و چیزای دیگر رو ول کن.
تمرین درک آزادی
practice.
Okay, everything is okay.
Understanding, freedom.
Om Jai Jagadish Shahadi.